I'm gonna, you know.
Bing, 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 bing. Welcome to Pop Soup, your piping hot serving of pop culture trivia.
That was the most exciting.
I'm excited to be here. It's been a minute. So I'm Whitney Lamond.
I'm Haley Lamond.
I'm Lisa Friedrich.
I feel like we've been interrupting you a lot today, Lisa.
Lisa gets interrupted. That's like her thing.
My lot in life, man.
But that's okay for you.
Yeah.
That's convenient for me as an interrupter. I'm not that bad.
I saw something recently. So Bethany Frankel had somebody on her podcast. I think it was Ramona, if we're talking about pop culture.
Beasley?
Ramona Swinger from... Not Ramona Beasley.
Is that...
That's like the book.
That right? is a book, right? Or yeah. is she like a...
Beasley.
Anyways... They were talking at each other, and like a bunch of people who had never listened to the podcast before were complaining about them talking over each other. But one person brought up a good point that a lot of women's conversations aren't one for one. They're layered. Mm-hmm. And so you're not talking on top of each other. You're building conversation like vertically.
Yeah.
Which I get, but I also will just talk on top of people too. Yeah. So, yeah. But if somebody accuses me of interrupting, I'm just going to say, no, it's a layered conversation.
You're being sexist.
You're being
right
sexist.
Now.
It is very Don't make sexist. Fun of my vocal fry. Don't make fun of my layering conversation.
Or your upspeak.
Yes.
Of which you do all the time.
I do.
You know?
I do.
You do.
I do. Just if you're a man, just.
Excuse me.
But other women do it too. Don't just let girlies
it's
be girlies.
Just like, yeah, guys just want to be like, I'm going to say a full sentence.
Embarrassing.
Oh, okay. Are you? And I'm supposed to listen all the way through and not
and you
give
know
my input?
It's going to be a run on.
I know what you're saying halfway through.
Like, yeah, I know
I'm
how this
finish
ends.
This sentence. This finished sentence is by me. I fucked that up.
This finished sentence brought to you by me.
Brought to you by me.
Well,
are you impressed?
We're back. Do we need to say where we are? Where we have been? Because
yeah.
we kind of said that
I
earlier.
I was
going to
cut in some of that, but
we can start over.
Yeah. I bought a house, so we've been moving and getting this house up to speed from 1985.
Yeah. And I've been traveling. I've been gone for 3 weeks all over the world. I was in India and then London and then Scotland.
She's a world traveler.
I'm a world traveler. Most of it's for work, but some of it was for not work.
And that's exciting.
It's good. I'm not jet lagged at all. It's very strange how your body just
well, you're on drugs.
It. I am
Haley's
still
also
on stimulants.
Lost weight.
Yeah. If you want to lose weight, go talk to your doctor and tell them to give you drugs.
Drugs work.
It wasn't even the expensive drugs that everyone else is on.
It's not. She's not on
injectable. And I'm not on the Zympic. No. Fenderman.
Fenderman.
Fenderman. Sounds like a fake name.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
The name's Haley. Haley.
Fetterman. Yes. Brandon has called it Fetterman a couple times. I'm like, no, that is a congressperson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he looks as powerful as you maybe feel when you're on Fetterman. I've just been waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa's been waiting in the wings for the appropriate time. She's also been working a lot.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get filled in on that.
I've had a chaotic
you have
kind
had.
Of time.
Mm-hmm. It's been Phoenix
is this your
rising from the ashes.
Healthy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, we got to start the way we normally do, which is...
I'm excited. I already thought of mine.
God,
so.
I didn't think of mine. Y'all go.
So, Whitney, if you were papped in the last 3 weeks, really.
Yeah. Well, mine is month. Recent because I can't remember 3 weeks ago. Like,
okay. So, what's your trash paparazzi headline?
As mine usually goes, broom woman...
I missed it.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Broom woman finally finds pair of jean that fits.
That is.
Thank you.
Where? Tell the other.
They
we
were
need to
in
know.
My Nuuly order.
Ooh.
Again, Deanna inspired me to re-up my Nuuly and get back into it. And they offered me an extra free garment. So I was like, shit, yeah. They're Levi's.
Okay.
They're just
classic.
Like Levi's. High rise. I know it's going lower, but I really like these ones.
I love Levi's so much. Yeah. They're the best jeans anyone can buy.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah.
They have long length for me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just Team Levi's.
It's the perfect length for me. They're a wide ish,
like a boot leg. Cut?
No. More flared. Not like I'll show you later.
Okay, yeah. I insist you do.
But they're good on my thighs, which is also the hardest part because we got thick thighs. Lisa's legs, we measured our thighs because I was like, your legs are skinnier than mine. And then we ended up measuring all the parts of our bodies.
Yeah. This is very healthy thing that women usually do.
We were very comparable.
Quantify your body differences.
Well, it was extremely more like circumference of like your leg or your arm, that type of stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know.
And they should be in ratio. And if you're not, you're ugly.
Exactly.
Yep.
Anyways, so.
We should measure chest next.
Nope. Me and Whitney don't want to do that.
I don't want to play that game.
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
It's like whip your tits out. No.
It's like Saw, but with emotional damage only.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. The idea of Saw being just like a mean girl bully.
Let's write that.
It's high school.
Surrounded by mirrors.
Yes.
You're literally in the like locker room at school.
I will write that.
That's a great idea.
So, yeah. Broom Woman finally finds pair of pants that she likes.
That's great.
I'm so excited. I was like, yes. And because it's newly, like, I can just, if they didn't fit, if I'd send them back, but I'm gonna keep them. Yeah. And I'm very excited. And they like really around like the bottom part of your waist is doing the work. Mm-hmm. That's where I want the work to be done. And it's tight on my butt,
good,
but loose enough on my legs.
That's a constant struggle. Yeah. Well, first off, we're not sponsored by Nuuly.
We are not.
Hit us up. Second off, we're not sponsored by Levi's.
Hit us up,
please.
You can pay us in product 100%. Yeah. I know what I want mine to be about, but I'm trying to like figure out what the actual title is. The first thing that comes to mind is Clothes Horse.
Okay.
World traveler must replace entire wardrobe while on the road because none of her clothes fit from the beginning of the trip to the end of the trip.
It's a long one.
It is a long one. So the brevity is probably what I'm looking for on that. But yeah, no, I tried on my clothes when I was packing and everything was fine. And I had to bring two completely separate wardrobes because one was for India, which is 90 degrees, very similar to Texas summers, honestly. And then the other one was for foggy London town and Edinburgh, which was in the 30s and 40s and rainy. So I had two things of luggage. My India stuff fit. I also bought so much stuff in India.
Yeah.
So much. I got it shipped to the office too. So I haven't been able to like go through it. And then when I got to London and I unpacked my stuff, none of my clothing fit me. Like I could pull off my jeans.
The way that sounds like the most exciting fucking thing that, like when I got home from getting my appendix removed in seventh grade.
Oh yeah.
When, I remember that.
This was the cruelest thing God ever did to me. So you know. Because Whitney, to the context, Whitney in the seventh grade?
Eighth grade? Seventh grade.
Started getting chubby. Puberty. This whole episode is going to be bad boomer skinny reinforcement. Exactly. We should probably be mindful of how we edit it. Anyways, Whitney started gaining weight because she was going through puberty.
Pubing out.
And I was so excited. Because Winnie's always been the cute one. Now, not so much, but before. Mm. And then towards the end of the year, Whitney got appendicitis. And because our mother, I don't think, had health insurance for us, really put
she
off.
She had emergency health insurance.
Really put off taking her to the doctor. So by the time Whitney got brought in, her appendix was actively rupturing, I believe.
It was ruptured, but not burst.
Yeah.
And then I would have died.
And so within the course of a week, it probably wasn't that much weight. It's probably like
it 10, was 20 pounds.
20 pounds.
Yeah.
She got skinny again. And I realized that I was not God's favorite. So anyways, back to me and me being skinny.
You being skinny. Yes, I apologize.
So I don't know. So it would be, I think, clothes horse is what comes to mind just because horse is funny. Mm-hmm. But actually, purge is probably funnier, incorporating purge into it.
Okay.
So like closet purge.
Mm.
Skinny woman replaces wardrobe on the road.
Okay.
Skinny? Question. Right. Newly skinny.
Yeah, newly skinny.
Skinny legend.
Skinny legend.
Replaces wardrobe on the road.
Skinny legend replaces wardrobe on the road. Got skinnier in parentheses.
And the fish, I want there to be the emoji where it's like the like where you do like the slightly forlorn face where it's not like that, just like
yeah.
Anyways, Lisa, what's your trash headline?
Pick a mom, any mom. Adopted comedian lives Hallmark movie plot when cheating on moms.
Oh, that was concise. Do you want, and well thought out.
She had time.
I had time.
Haley had a long
time.
Story.
Yeah, I my birth mom came into town this weekend, and I went to my mom's birthday dinner.
Mom birthday birth mom.
Yeah. Coincidence?
Mm. No.
No.
Birthy weekend. but yeah, I went and hung out with birth mom Friday and then mom Saturday, and
dang,
couldn't say anything about Friday.
You couldn't.
During Saturday.
Linda would have been mad.
It was like a reverse parent trap.
It's too much to think about.
It is. It
but is. It is a reverse parent trap, yeah. Still.
Yes.
They're both courting you. That's instead true. Of you courting them.
That's true.
Who are you leaning towards right now is the favorite parent. Yeah, that's my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for us. New pants, new clothes for you.
New personality.
New parents for you, Haley. New yeah. personality. Lots of stuff happened over the past month. But who wants to soupy soup? First,
I can go first.
I can go first.
Okay, well, I don't want to be on this podcast.
Here
anymore.
We go.
So I was in foggy London town, as we talked about, and there's a lot going on with the royals right now. Does anybody have
oh
any strong
God.
Kate Middleton opinions? I think she's in rehab for an eating disorder.
I think that she probably had Which, more like, medical problems than initially thought, mm. and she's still either going through some type of treatment or in some type of recovery.
Medical problems from
Lisa's
source from
like,
what?
These are boring.
She's like, what alien did it?
Well, they I mean, said, they said, you know, she was having abdominal surgery. That's why she was going to be gone from the public eye through April, which is also insane. Kind of why, I mean, I get that people are like, that's a long time, but they did say she wouldn't, the Kate won't appear until after Easter, and it's not then yet.
I love the memes of her as Jesus.
Right.
She will rise again.
I love the
so good.
The one that, what if she's the mask, she's on the Masked yes. Singer as whatever the like fish or whatever yeah. is happening right now.
Yeah. I can't be convinced that her sister's ex-husband murdering That's, himself,
right.
quote unquote himself.
Murdering himself.
With blunt trauma, he but oops, suicided. There was a gun. I cannot let it go that they're somehow related.
Yeah, it is too coincidental, right?
Because he was murdered.
Yeah.
Same as the Boeing guy. Like, we've yes. had a lot of...
Oh my God, that's this whole other thing.
We've had a lot of
we have to
government murders this week.
That we've yeah. known about. Think how many happened that we didn't
government
know about.
Murder.
Anyways, so royals are, I think, all on our mind right now. I was over there, did not have a chance to stop by Buckingham Palace, was very busy shopping for clothes.
So you didn't check in either?
No.
You're part of the problem.
I texted...
Louis?
The child? I texted Camilla. Don't... It's mm-hmm. a whole thing. Don't ask me how I have her number.
Honestly, I bet her number's the most accessible of everybody.
I bet a lot of people have
fucking
that bitch's
bitch.
Number. Princess Diana, also conspiracy theory, also definitely got killed, murdered.
Oh yeah.
Oh, most definitely. Have we ever done that on Weird Brunch before?
Killed, murdered.
Not
Diana?
Not me too sad.
I don't
yeah.
think so.
Anyway, so all of my quiz questions have to do with the royal family and not just capital T royal family as we know it, which is the British ones, but a couple of others as well. So I think y'all are definitely gonna know some of these because they're pretty, because we know these types of things. But you know, what scandal involved Prince Harry and caused him massive embarrassment in 2005? Getting into a fist fight at a royal gala, wearing a Nazi costume to a party, accidentally leaking classified royal documents to the press, are being caught on a hot mic calling the prime minister at the time, Tony Blair, a tosser.
It's Nazi. Or was that William?
Can I go trick question all of,
all
the,
of
above?
The above?
But I will say Nazi is in the lead because I do know that.
It's just the Nazi one.
Okay.
But I do think that the other one, especially if we consider him between like that 2004 to 2008, like bad boy Harry period of time. I think all of these are possible. But no, he wore a Nazi costume. Just a costume. If you wear, I feel like if you wear a Nazi, calling it a costume, I think if you, it's, you're just a Nazi if you wear it to me. Like there's no...
It's hard to dissociate it from.
It is. And I would imagine that anyone who's fervently anti-Nazi, it would be the royal Brits.
No, they have lots of histories of being Nazi sympathizers. Even oh, yes.
Elizabeth, yes. when yes. it was getting bombed and they like
prior
fought.
To. So it's less the fact that it was war with German, like war with Germany, not necessarily war with Nazism. Hmm. Even Americans didn't necessarily have a problem with the concepts of Nazis. Anyway, so in 2005, Prince Harry sparked controversy when he was photographed wearing a Nazi costume at a friend's party just weeks before Holocaust Memorial Day. In a statement, Harry apologized and said he was, quote, very sorry if I caused any offense or embarrassment to anyone. What a 2005 wearing a Nazi uniform apology. There's not enough.
I'm sorry you were offended.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sorry if you didn't understand the joke. Like, it's very that. What scandalous nickname was given to the American socialite who had a notorious affair with Prince George, who was the uncle of Queen Elizabeth II? Was it the Sapphire Slag?
Ooh.
The Lady of Bad Choices? The Girl with the Silver Syringe? Or the Diamond Toed Diva?
A.
Sapphire Slag?
Yeah.
C.
C was...
Silver needle or whatever.
The girl with the silver syringe.
I like that one.
Ding, ding. Girl with the silver syringe.
What? So it was the weirdest
was
one.
Was she his nurse or something?
Prince George, the uncle of Queen Elizabeth II, had a scandalous affair with an American socialite named Kiki Preston. Love Kiki, who is nicknamed the girl with the silver syringe due to her reported addiction to drugs.
Oh.
Which she also shared with him, purportedly. This affair, among others, contributed to Prince George's scandalous personal life, which included allegations of addiction and extramarital affairs, in the very least. Why did Edward VIII
abdicate?
It's not a serious country. Their words are very dumb. Abdicate the throne in 1936. It was found out that his best friend was a Nazi. He was involved in a love affair with an American divorcee. He was caught embezzling royal funds, or he wanted to pursue a career as a theater actor.
It's B.
D.
I know for a fact it's B.
It is B.
Damn.
Have you watched The Crown?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I have so, not.
Did you watch The Crown?
So it's our historical record.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Edward VIII abdicated the throne to marry Wallis Simpson. That's a woman's name.
Wallis.
Quite the name. An American divorcee, which caused a constitutional crisis due to the Church of England's prohibition against remarriage of divorced individuals if the ex-spouse wasn't dead. His decision to prioritize love over duty led to his abdication in 1936. But also there were rumors he was a Nazi sympathizer, just so you know.
Oh, so, yeah, I remember 36. That.
Yep.
36.
He did some tours. He did some stop-bys.
But that's also when people were kind of into it.
Yeah. They're like, y'all are really organized.
And then like two years later.
For what? Like, what are y'all organizing for?
Yeah.
Mm, they all knew. What legal charge was Princess Infanta Cristina of Spain facing during her trial in 2016? Identity theft, art forgery, tax fraud, or psychic fraud?
I want to say B, but I think it's C.
Princess Infanta Cristina of Spain.
I think it's tax fraud.
I'm going to go B for you for because art. I was thinking B.
Art forgery?
Yes.
Is it tax fraud?
Mm-hmm.
Boring tax fraud.
I know. Yeah. It's boring. I
didn't know psychic fraud was a thing, but it is. So Princess Cristina, Infanta Cristina of Spain was charged with tax fraud in 2016, along with her husband, Iñaki Urdangarin. She faced allegations of financial wrongdoing, including embezzlement and tax evasion. The trial brought significant attention to the Spanish royal family and resulted in Cristina being stripped of her royal titles entirely.
Ooh.
Yeah. They still have the whole family is like fucking, there's always something going on.
I
with
didn't
them.
Think royals fucked with taxes.
They always want more money. I think because the money that they have access to is usually tied up with the state. So I think they do shit like that. So I didn't know this. The word Infanta is a historical name indicating the daughter of the Spanish or Portuguese monarch. And the name would go to the youngest daughter or a daughter mm-hmm. who would not be in line to rule the monarchy. The also, Infanta is a special term in that daughter princess named Her Royal Highness.
The song, The Infanta, we'll all go. It's a December song.
Okay.
The Infanta.
I didn't. Good. I wasn't that type of insufferable in 2009.
Wow.
Just kind of related.
You know the Mariner's Revenge.
When hyenas have pups, the boys, they go off on their own, but the girls stay with mom and as a pack. Mm-hmm. And the girl hyena who takes over the pack after mom dies is the youngest. So the Infanta of hyenas ends up becoming the queen.
What do we consider mom a hyena?
Queen?
Yeah, mom would be a hyena for sure.
Okay, well, I don't want that responsibility.
Well, it's on you.
God damn it. Okay, so what scandalous behavior was King Carl the 16th, Gustav of Sweden?
King Carl? Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, it sounds fake. Accused of in the book The Reluctant Monarch, which was like a tell-all book, was he's accused of running an underground brothel, engaging in polyamorous relationships, prostitution in strip clubs, or participating in swingers clubs.
What year is this happening? Time frame?
In the 2000s, recently. Okay.
All of the above, trick question.
I'll go brothels.
I think probably that is likely, but the only ones that were specifically called out in the book were prostitution and strip clubs, which is like kind of blah, right?
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
That's why I feel like it had to be all of them.
Yeah. In the book, The Reluctant Monarch, King Carl the 16th, Gustav of Sweden, was accused of frequenting prostitutes and visiting strip clubs. The allegations caused controversy and tarnished the reputation of the Swedish royal family, despite the king neither confirming nor denying the claims. Which, why would you? The whole thing about royals is like, that's a thing, that's a weird thing about Kate Middleton shit, is usually the royals in general, at least in the UK, don't say shit,
they don't
address shit, they ignore it.
So and they've had people from the palaces talking directly to the insane.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry for my bad Photoshop, ma'am.
Yeah, you didn't Photoshop sure, shit. Homie. You didn't even write that.
No. You're not even alive.
Allegedly, you're in a medically induced coma.
How do you Photoshop when you're passed out?
I don't know. Through your brain firing.
Oh, man. Okay. What tragic event occurred in Nepal in 2001 involving the Crown Prince Dipendra? A royal wedding that ended with a helicopter crash? The assassination of the king and queen and multiple other family members, a fire at the church in which a royal wedding was held, or the royal family being implicated in a money laundering scheme.
Can you repeat the question?
Say the murders.
What tragic event occurred in Nepal in 2001 involving the Crown Prince Dipendra?
I'm going to go murders as well.
The assassination?
Mm-hmm.
It's goddamn assassination.
Damn. That's just too many people to be assassinated to be a fate.
Yeah. Crown Prince Dipendra allegedly killed 9 members of the Nepalese royal family, including his parents, King Birendra and Queen Aishwarya. Sorry. In a tragic massacre in 2001, the motives behind the massacre remain unclear, but it left Nepal in shock and led to significant political upheaval. Can't just kill 9 people.
He got grounded.
He
that's the reason.
Read wedding them he at his own wedding.
Damn.
I don't know if it happened at the wedding.
Did he stay in power?
I didn't.
Or did Nepal?
This isn't about follow up.
Were they like, oh, maybe this guy isn't great?
Or maybe they're like, wow, that takes a lot of concentration planning. And effort and planning. Yeah, we'll respect that.
The willpower to kill all your family members.
I've had moments, but I'm not going to get anything out of it. That's the bummer. Mm. What was one reason why Princess Margaret could not marry Captain Peter Townsend? He was secretly a spy for a foreign government. He was involved in a scandalous love triangle that did not involve her. He was much older than Princess Margaret, or he was recently divorced.
I think he was divorced.
All of the above.
I think it's B or D.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
The love triangle.
I'm gonna go A.
Secretly a spy?
Mm-hmm.
No. Damn. He was divorced. You just can't fucking marry somebody that was divorced. Yep. Well, the fact that Captain Peter Townsend was recently divorced was the significant reason why Princess Margaret could not marry him due to the Church of England's ban on remarriage for divorced individuals, which we heard about earlier in a different question. It was influenced by the fact that he was older. Margaret, potentially public scandal because he was older surrounding the relationship. However, the primary reason cited for their inability to marry was Townsend's divorce status. And I remember this being addressed in The Crown, and the pattern of The Crown for the drama of it is things are happening in Queen Elizabeth's life and it's with her family. And she's like, I love you guys. Like, you're the best. Like, I want the best for you. And then something happens and the handlers are like, that can't happen. And she's like, ugh.
And Elizabeth has to take care of it. I have to be the bad guy.
And then it's her being the bad guy. And this was one of those where she had to be like, I'm a bad guy.
You actually
and Margaret being like, stop being a bad guy. And she's like, job. It's my job. God told me they needed another bad guy.
Do you want to abdicate?
Do you want to do an abdication like our uncle did? Didn't think so. What activity did King Juan Carlos I of Spain make headlines for in 2012 amidst allegations of womanizing and scandal? Did he get accused of attending an underground royal sex party, going on a luxury yacht cruise in the Caribbean, taking a camping trip to Botswana, or participating in a horse racing event? The context that's not included in this question for some reason that I didn't add was there was specifically like financial troubles in Spain.
What are the options again?
Attending an underground royal sex party, going on a luxury yacht cruise to the Caribbean, taking a camping trip to Botswana, or participating in a horse racing event.
B.
Yeah, I also think it's B.
Just a camping trip to Botswana. You know, that's kind of, I would say, you see the rich people.
Glamping.
He was glamping. Yeah, I guess, you know, it's probably like safari, not camping, right? In 2012, King Juan Carlos I of Spain made headlines for going on a hunting trip to Botswana amidst allegations of womanizing and scandal. So he basically like dipped, like they were having financial scandal.
He Ted Cruz'd
away from his own affairs, which I don't think anybody would fucking, the idea of Ted Cruz, somebody having an affair with him is like, this trip was with Corinna Zu Zane Witgiston, rumored to be his mistress, caused controversy, especially given the economic recession in Spain at the time. The king's behavior added to the scrutiny of his controversial personal life and contributed to his eventual abdication in 2014. What scandal involved Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, in 2010? Was she found selling access to her former royal in-laws to an undercover journalist? Did she get in a public argument with a member of the royal family? Was she caught in a scandalous love triangle with two princes from two different countries? Or did she accidentally reveal royal secrets while on a live TV interview?
I think she was selling access.
This is Fergie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see.
I feel like Fergie's too old at that point to be having a controversial affair with two princes.
I'm still gonna go two princes.
No offense to her.
Because the song is
one two prince two, that's what it was written about.
Really?
What? No, selling access to her
former. Also that song was like, that from song like 1990 something.
Yeah, she was selling access to the royals.
I got it.
To an undercover journalist. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, was
I got it.
One two prince two adore you with me. And one I'll send them this one.
Okay. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, was caught in a scandal where she was secretly filmed offering access to her former in-laws, the royal family, to an undercover journalist in exchange for money. The scandal damaged her reputation and strained her relationship with the royal family. She's kind of gotten her shit a little bit back together. Like, she's wrote books and like got on like Oprah Winfrey's best whatever shit. I don't know. She was also, I think, kind of the rebellious-y, kind of like Diana was, but didn't get killed. Like, her first initial scandal was when she was separated from whatever fuck
royal
she married, but they weren't divorced, and she got papped bathing topless with a man sucking on her toes. And I'm like, girly, like, that's gross. Like, I'm not into it, but like,
good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get but your toes also, sucked. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. Last one. What scandalous event involving Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles became notorious for its repulsive nature?
Oh, I know it.
A leaked video of Prince Charles sniffing his then mistress's farts. An intercepted love letter published in a gossip magazine detailing their graphic night with a hot dog. a recorded phone call where Charles expressed a desire to be Camilla's tampon, or a credible but anonymous source detailing the couple's tryst on the floor of a royal horse stable.
I know the answer, so you go first.
I don't know. I hate all of it. Mm.
So it's sniffing farts, hot dog night, Camilla's tampon, or fucking in horseshit.
Going tampon.
It's tampon.
It's tampon. It
I
is.
I thought I had remembered yeah, something tampon. About
tampon.
The scandal known as Tampon Gate refers to a recorded phone call in the early 90s between Prince Charles and Camilla, where Charles was made a controversial and gross remark expressing his desire to be Camilla's tampon.
I haven't even seen that shit on Reddit. Like, what are we doing?
That's not even that gross to me.
Like, I think it's gross.
Clinical.
He's because just like, I want to be up inside you.
Yeah.
Sure.
While you're bleeding.
I won't collect your blood. Sure. I don't think he was thinking
I want
of,
my
like,
penis
the function
to absorb
of
your menses.
10 out of 10 chance, Prince Charles doesn't really actually know what a tampon does. Okay. True.
I don't think they get that education. No. This scandalous event garnered significant media attention and embarrassment for the royal couple. Granted, a royal couple, that's just basically a constant source of embarrassment.
Yeah.
So
everyone hates them. And Prince Charles is going to die. He's going to be king for like a year and a half.
And then he's out.
And then he's
and
out.
Then she's out.
And she's fucking
out. Here's the thing. I think we've talked about this before. I love a scammer. I love a woman mm-hmm. getting up in the world. Mm-hmm. Camilla is very much that bitch. It's because of Diana. Don't take another woman down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went about it all wrong. She did. And I don't. Ugh.
I also like the conspiracy that she's salt burning
everybody. I sent with Yummy. I saw that meme of it.
Yeah. I think I just like the meme of it. Like, there's no way she's smart enough to do it.
No.
She's too.
But she would dance naked through that palace. We can all.
No one wants to.
We
see
all
that.
Know. She's probably already
she's
done.
She's just like, it's one of those, like, look at Diana.
Yeah.
Look at Camilla. Like,
and
at
this
the same
is what
time.
You
it's the
with.
Same. Okay. It's the same as Kate and the other woman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who true. Has, like,
oh, you're similar, but
why
not?
Why hasn't she gotten a chin implant? This other
right?
woman.
She's a no chin.
Like,
yeah.
You are rich as fuck.
Even just a filler or two. Like, what are we doing?
Woman's never been able to fold anything using her chin.
She can't do folded sheets.
Straight out.
Nope.
No help.
Just falls right through.
What does?
Did you think she folds anything on her own?
No, that's true.
Yeah. She looks like a folding woman.
she would be a folding woman had she not been a royal.
Like
what
a washing winch.
Marchioness of Chumbly.
Them soft launching that woman.
Getting her out
of
here.
Oh my God.
Get that out of here.
Throw the whole family away.
Get that corn out of my face. Good
soup, bro.
Thank you. Royal soup.
Who's
pinky out?
Oh, that was some good
royal
tea soup. Earl Grey soup. Num num.
Num num num.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I can go.
All right. Go.
All right. We're talking locked up abroad.
Okay.
Like abroad or abroad?
I locked up abroad.
Yeah. Like how you were traveling?
Yeah, I'm abroad.
Abroad.
Okay.
Which that's what inspired me, by the way, is
I'm very inspirational.
Why didn't Haley get arrested?
Should have been arrested.
I'm too fast.
That's right.
That's what they always. She was too thin. They couldn't catch her.
Slipped away.
I fit through a fence, and the cops couldn't slip through after.
No, they looked at me and they're like, "Surely not that one.
She's too tiny.
So small."
All right.
I still weigh 200 pounds. So just so you know, little is. Relative.
It's the fact that the people can't see you swinging your glass around like I'm still 200 pounds.
That's true.
Who holds the Guinness World Record for the most successful songwriter? Is it Stevie Nicks, Elton John, Dolly Parton, or Paul McCartney?
I'm going to say
Paul.
I'm going to say Dolly Parton just because I want to say Dolly Parton.
I hear you. It is Paul.
Boo.
And in January 16th, 1980, McCartney was arrested at the Tokyo airport for trying to bring in a half pound of marijuana into Japan.
Nice.
He claimed it was for personal use, but he was facing a possible 7 years for drug smuggling.
That seems like personal use for
a
Paul
half
McCartney
pound. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not that much.
For him and the people on tour with him. He was in jail for 9 days before being released and deported immediately on January 25th.
It's not so bad. Also, I wouldn't, now with context, I would have never guessed Dolly Parton for that. She would never get arrested.
Mm-mm.
No.
Which celebrity is related to Russian Tsar Nicholas II and English King George I? Is it Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden? Ozzy Osbourne of Black Sabbath? Lemmy of Motorhead? Or Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin?
I'm going to say Robert Plant.
I'm going to say Ozzy.
Ozzy is correct. Nice. On February 19th, 1982, Ozzy Osbourne is arrested in San Antonio, Texas. After urinating on the Alamo, a guide reported, "It's just not true. If he had, the cops wouldn't have arrested him. They would have beaten him within an inch of his life." The truth is, Ozzy urinated on the Alamo Cenotaph, a 60-foot-high statue erected in 1939 to honor the 189 Texans who died there. It's adjacent to the Alamo Plaza. And he was arrested for public urination and public intoxication and released on a $40 bond.
$40.
$40 in what year?
1982.
That's like $6,000.
No. No.
Inflation.
That was like $100. Ozzy's got it.
Who started the short-lived band Pagan Babies in 1984? Was it Shirley Manson, Nina Gordon of Veruca Salt, Courtney Love, or Liz Phair? Pagan Babies.
I'm going to say Courtney Love just because we're talking about arrest records.
A. Who is A?
Shirley Manson.
I'm going with Shirley.
A. It is Courtney Love. Yeah. In 2003, Courtney Love was arrested for endangering an aircraft. 2003, not a good year to be fucking around on an aircraft. She was accused of hurling abuse at cabin crew during a Virgin Atlantic flight from LA. She refused to sit in her seat and put on her seatbelt. Formally arrested on suspicion of disruptive behavior and endangering an aircraft. 2-year possible sentence. Got out of it.
I have a crazy a comparison. Mm-hmm. I think Azalea Banks is today's Courtney Love.
Yes. Yeah.
With her sometimes saying exactly what's right, other times being completely out of line and horrible.
Yeah.
Though I don't know.
I think Courtney Love gives off witchy vibes, but doesn't do witchy things. And Azalea Banks absolutely practices witchcraft, so.
Oh. I've never thought of Courtney Love as very witchy.
I think I get that vibe from her. Just the pale, vampy kind of,
I think, I
likes
know.
Blood kind of look. Like,
which celebrity is a huge fan of Scooby-Doo? Is it Jon Bon Jovi, Eddie Van Halen, Axl Rose, or Bret Michaels?
What are the options again?
Jon Bon Jovi, Eddie Van Halen, Axl Rose, or Bret Michaels?
I'm going to go Axl Rose.
I'm saying Bon Jovi.
Axl Rose is correct. In June 2006, an intoxicated Axl Rose was arrested for biting a security guard in the leg at his hotel. Arrested around 8 a.m.
Ooh, is that an early start or a late end?
That is the night did not end.
Yeah. Of June 27th, after attacking and threatening the guard and causing damage to the Burns Hotel. Released from jail that evening, he admitted to the charges and agreed to pay a $5,500 fine and $1,360 in damages to the security guard.
Hmm.
Whose autobiography is titled Take It Like a Man? RuPaul, Eddie Izzard, Billie Jean King, or Boy George?
Boy George
is correct.
Yeah.
January 16th, 2009, Boy George is sentenced to 15 months in jail for falsely imprisoning a male escort, Norwegian model Auden Carlson, by handcuffing him to the wall and beating him with a metal chain after he visited the singer's flat in London in April of 2007.
I didn't know that about Boy George.
I knew that, but I didn't realize how violent it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of like cops, especially at the time, they definitely still do it now. Anytime that there's like gay BDSM, they just excuse it as like, y'all are just weird freaks. And it's like, no, sometimes that shit is like, gets out of hand and it's not okay. And it's believe people when they tell you that kind of shit, right?
I thought that one was, yeah, like I knew he got in trouble. I did not know
how
aggressive.
Yeah, a chain. I don't know. Some people are into some freaky shit, but.
Yeah, and it's also like how hard. I'm not saying for this.
Are you blaming
case.
The victim?
No. I'm not saying for this case, but I am. I was like, chains, I can. My God,
I know a context in which everyone's above board and on the same page with that kind of shit.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's not just that that happened. It's that it was not consensual.
Right.
Yeah.
Last one. Who created the style Spellbound in rap music? Was it Nas, Busta Rhymes, DMX, or GZA?
The style Spellbound?
Spellbound, where you like spell words as part of...
I was going to say Usher. U-S-H-E-R-A.
And the options again are...
Nas, Busta Rhymes, DMX, or GZA?
I'm going to say Busta.
It was DMX. Okay.
It could. I was going... That's
he also invented barking.
He did.
In July 1999, DMX is arrested in Trinidad for using obscene language repeatedly.
Oh.
Released after 48 hours, apologizing and paying a small fine. He was arrested in front of 12,000 people during a concert at Queen's Park Oval Cricket Ground in Port of Spain, Trinidad.
What are they? That's bullshit.
Was it? It's like censorship laws?
Uh-huh. Mm. It's totally illegal to say a cuss in Trinidad.
And what, they thought DMX was going to come perform and not cuss?
I suppose so.
Probably edited themselves, like, yeah.
And they gave him, like, warnings, I think, during. And
he was like, fuck that. Yeah. Well, honestly, of things that DMX could have been arrested for.
I guess. I don't know much about DMX.
He has a lot of a record.
Okay. Oh, but this was
abroad.
The funnest.
Abroad.
Oh, that's correct. Abroad arrests. Mm-hmm. Locked up. I locked up abroad.
Boy George locked up a man.
Yeah, that's true.
So similar.
So the next one we do will be broads locked up.
Yes. Yeah, good idea. That seems like abroad. A
I'm
tab
sure
on Pornhub.
A ton of them.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
Was that your last one?
Yeah. And I just like Haley, any of these could have been you.
It's
I know your behavior.
So go through it. Let's do the crimes one by one.
Weed.
Okay. In a past life, yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore, because my brain doesn't do that anymore. Remember the panic attacks?
That's true.
No.
Peeing on...
Stuff.
Anything important.
I'm a piss on the Alamo if I want to. Sorry.
Starting...
Someone said, I'm gonna go get arrested piss, girl.
For saying it. I would never do that. Somebody said, go piss, girl, and then you must comply.
And, yeah.
Yep.
Not putting on your seatbelt or sitting in a plane?
I'm very compliant on planes, especially when I can lay down in them.
Mm. Biting a security guard?
Yep.
Done it.
100%.
Handcuffing somebody for too long.
Kidnapping somebody in a sexual context.
Yeah.
What do you think Brandon is?
Yeah. Where do you think he is right now?
Yeah. Saying cusses in front of a lot of people.
Yes. He's still locked up abroad.
Any of these could have been you.
Oh, I think any of this could have been any of us, honestly.
It's true.
Mine. Let's eat the soup. So I'm going to eat this soup.
Eat the soup.
It's a chunky soup. I'm going to name members of the cast of the highest grossing movie of each year, and you can guess the film.
Okay.
And this is 90s specific.
Okay.
The decade is the 1990s.
I'm really bad at this.
This is a listing of the highest grossing films by year based on their United States box office gross for that specific year. It's not like this movie was made in the 90s and now it's worth like $1 billion over time. It's just that year. Okay. 1990. Starring Daniel Stern, John Hurd, Catherine O'Hara, Joe Pesci.
Can we say it whenever?
And now you can say...
Home Alone.
The answer is Home Alone. Starring Macaulay Culkin. The budget for Home Alone in 1990 was $18 million.
Okay.
Can you guess how much money it made as the highest grossing film in 1990?
$175 million.
$250. Lisa's closest without going over at $285,761,243 in the United States box office.
Do you know how much money that is now?
$1 billion.
$100 billion.
Yes.
16 Eiffel Towers.
Oh, right. My God.
1991. And I'm leaving the most famous people for the very end.
Yeah, you're
but these are still people who are like
it's Doug Love's
prominent
movie order.
In the movies.
Yeah.
But you might not necessarily always recognize their names.
Can we jump in and say it when we know it?
Yeah. I think that's fine.
I think that is fine.
Because I'm not going to
have hunger
know
in my eyes.
Okay. Okay.
91.
1991. Edward Furlong. This is less fun if she's going to write it.
I kind of like it. Okay. How about that? You, like, you have to get the first three out.
Yeah. I feel like I should at least get three out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So Edward Furlong.
There's only so many Edward Furlong movies. So
Robert Patrick, Linda Hamilton, and the final one clue would have been Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is that Terminator 2?
That
specifically?
Is Terminator 2, Judgment Day. The budget for Terminator 2 Judgment Day was $100 million in 1991. What did it make in the U.S. box office?
I'm going to say 285.
Lisa. I'm going to say 310.
The answer is $204 million, $843,345. Y'all both went over. You both lose.
We are going to be terminated.
You will be terminated. All right. 1992. Scott Winger. Linda Larkin. Gilbert Gottfried. And if y'all want the final, I will give you the final hint.
I want to know who the final hint is. Give me the final hint first.
It's Aladdin.
Robin Williams.
Damn it. Yeah.
Is the winner there. Aladdin's budget in 1992 like was $28 million. How much did it make?
I'm going to go 310 again because kids are involved.
I'm going to go probably 300.
$217 million.
Oh, man. Home Alone really fucking... Well, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So holiday That's movie true. Season, right?
So, okay. Uh-huh. 1993. Richard... 1993. Richard Attenborough. Sam Neill. Jeff Goldblum.
Jurassic Park. Yes. You got three. Yeah.
I would have gotten to that.
Laura Dern was the final clue. Jurassic Park in 1993. The budget was $63 million. How much money did it make in the U.S. box office?
$350, $285, $357 million.
Well, it was the most highest grossing film for like a
it
while,
was for
right?
A long yeah. time.
God, that right. dude. Sorry,
it's so
pulls
iconic.
It out of you.
All of these. That's why at the end I was like, I'm adding in the themes yep. because they're all
they're
so
all
good.
It's the 90s. So they're it's like our so childhoods.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. 1994. Gary Sinise, Sally Field, Robin Wright,
Forrest Gump.
There we go. Yeah. And Tom the final Hanks. Clue was Tom Hanks. And what was that movie again?
Forrest Gump.
You got it. Forrest Gump in 1994. The budget of this film was $55 million. How much did it make at the U.S. box office that year?
$225 million, $325 million, $329 million, $695,499. That is a you got Sally Fields, hot girl of the 80s. Sorry.
Sally Field was hot.
I'm sorry. Tom Hanks. Is this peak Tom Hanks? Would we consider?
Yeah. This was like,
it's an epic. It's
yes. It was him at the height of his power.
Yep.
All right.
Before Chad started sucking it out of him.
Dang.
Oh,
Chet.
Chet. Not sorry. Chad. I'm sorry. I'm not respecting white boy okay. Summer with his actual
you're not,
name.
You're not. You're part of the problem.
Put some respect on white boy Summer.
No, thank you.
Okay. 1995. John Ratzenberger. Jim Varney. Don Rickles. Do you need my final clues?
I don't.
95.
Edward goes. No.
Edward goes.
Ernest isn't going
Ernest.
Anywhere.
John Varney.
I'm glad y'all both know Ernest's real name.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Christmas or Ernest Scared Stupid.
Ernest Scared Stupid has Eartha Kitt in it for one fucking thing. Can we talk okay. about?
No, we can't.
Okay. It's a perfect
the
movie.
The two final clues yep. should give it away.
Yeah.
Tim Allen and Tom Hanks.
Oh, Toy Story.
That is correct.
Thank you. I got
Who's
one.
Jim Varney.
He's the slinky he's dog.
Yeah.
Oh. Jim Varney is the slinky yeah. dog.
You got a friend. Got a friend. I was spot on. I don't All think right. people realize that that wasn't actually
the budget for Toy Story was $30 million.
That's it?
In 1995, how much did Toy Story make at the U.S. box office?
I'm going to say like 320.
I'm going to say 325.
$191 million.
God, criminal.
I didn't even know how much Toy Story 2 made then because it has to...
Oh, how it probably it went less? Way over.
Oh my God.
Well, that's the only one on here that was under 2.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened was there like a recession going on in 1995
no.
or something? All right. 1996. Judd Hirsch. Randy Quaid. Jeff Goldblum. Bill Pullman.
Oh.
Oh, Independence Day.
Yes. And Will Smith was the final clue.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
The Independence Day speech. Sorry.
In 1996, the budget was $75 million. How much money did it make in the U.S. box office in 1996?
Did it come out in the summer?
Yes.
Yeah. Did it? Winnie, do you have a release date?
I can click into it. But is that part of your decision?
Well, it's a summer blockbuster. I would say cool 220.
You say 220. Oh, yeah. Obviously, it was released July 3rd. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know because sometimes they do Halloween movies and like.
Sure. But it is called Independence
I'm going to go 310.
$306 million.
Damn.
So close.
Real close.
1997.
Do we have to do this one?
I think we have to do
this
one.
Yeah, we have to do this one.
You have to. This is not just us playing this.
I know.
Remember,
but like,
we got to make it fun for everyone.
If you're listening to this.
So remember, I have to be able to get out three names. 1997.
Is it Spice World?
Shh. Stop. It's Spice World.
In my heart, it is.
Bill Paxton.
Hmm.
Kathy Bates. Billy Zane.
Oh.
Sorry.
She said, oh.
I feel like Billy Zane gives it away because that's the only
thing. There's
only
so many.
I'm holding back.
Late 90s.
And I'll give the last two clues because I think both of y'all know it by now, yeah. But it would be Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic. It's like involuntary.
Yeah.
It's just so many more people than you thought that died.
And still
too many.
Too many.
God. Let's just cry. In 1997, the budget for Titanic was $200 million.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of fucking money. Mm-hmm. How much money in 1997 did Titanic make at the U.S. box office?
$375.
$350.
Why would I think any differently?
I thought because Jurassic Park. Said Jurassic Park was like for a while, and I was like, a while might mean
10 years, 20 years.
Yeah.
But it's also gross.
Titanic really blew it out of the water.
But still, it would be 400 profit. Also, Celine Dion's like kind of dying right now.
I would argue that Titanic,
she has stiff person's disease.
Didn't blow it out of the water.
It blew it into the water.
These are the jokes, people. Lisa Friedrich, everyone.
Woo! See her do comedy. All right.
Once every other month.
This is the one
that's
I
about
think,
the pace that I can watch
this
you
is
at.
The one I think y'all are not going to get because I don't think I could get it. 1998, Giovanni Ribisi, Vin Diesel, Paul Giamatti, Adam Goldberg.
Is this
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. Is it like Minority Report or something?
Mm-mm. I can give the last one, but I'm not sure y'all would get it even with the final clue.
Vin Diesel, Matt Damon,
Paul Giamatti,
Giovanni Ribisi, and Adam Goldberg are the clues you have now.
The Matrix. Remember Paul Giamatti? In the Matrix?
No.
It's, Merlot! It's also not that movie.
I don't know.
Do you have more?
Fast and Furious?
The final clue is Tom Hanks.
Oh, Da Vinci Code?
No.
No, that was like 2000s.
Hold on. God.
Is it an animated movie?
I can start playing the theme.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll do it.
Military movie.
Saving Private Ryan?
That is correct.
I've never seen that movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
As soon as it sounded military, was like, Tom Hanks.
Like the synapsis started firing.
I like it too because I feel like Vin Diesel throws you for a loop when you hear his name.
And then he hits you with the Paul Giamatti.
And you're like, what the fuck?
The Vin Diesel's what threw me off.
Would I have guessed Vin Diesel and Paul Giamatti were in a movie together?
Here's the thing.
No.
When you consider like 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, that movie is probably really good for some obscure connections.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan's budget in 1998 was $65 million. How much money did it make at the U.S. box office that year?
$230 million.
I'm going to say $195 million.
$216 million.
We split the difference. Yeah.
So good guess on that. And the final year in the decade, 1999.
Sing the song.
Like it's 1999. Wee, wee. Wee, wee, wee. 1999. There's a lot of songs that say 99.
You knew which one I was talking about, though.
Frank Oz, Jake Lloyd, Liam Neeson.
Oh,
is it Avatar?
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, it's the first
Moulin Rouge.
No, no, it's
gross. 300
Phantom Menace.
Oh,
it's Phantom Menace.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars.
Natalie Portman is the final clue, and the
you left
answer
out Keira Knightley.
Is
oh, yeah.
she wasn't at the top when I was looking at stuff. Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace came out in 1999. The budget was $115 million. How much money did it make at the U.S. box office that year?
$475 million.
Lisa's the winner. $431 million.
Dollars.
Right in the middle again.
Well, what was the one that was like less than Titanic? Right?
What?
Titanic was $600 million.
Yeah, Titanic is the biggest guy there.
Yeah.
So that.
Who beat Titanic? In the last
is an Avatar. Avatar is the highest grossing film of
there
all
isn't
time.
A new one?
One and two.
Then there's a third
no,
and
like
fourth an, one coming?
I thought there was a new highest grossing.
We have the technology. We can consult the records.
We do. And it's domestic, right?
Domestic Mongol is. Though I will say most of the time whatever does well in the best in the US is best worldwide. But the money is different. So that's my quiz. What?
Good soup.
Titanic's only number 5. Number 1 is Star Wars The Force Awakens. Number 2 is Avengers Endgame. Number 3 is Spider-Man No Way Home. 4 is Avatar. 5 is Top Gun Maverick. 6 is Black Panther. Then Avatar Way of Water. Then Avengers Infinity War. And then Titanic.
I've only seen Titanic.
That's
out of all of those.
Wild.
Really? Oh, and the original Avatar. That's it. I haven't seen the MC, all that shit. I do not care. I cannot watch it. It is, there's too much. It is boring to me.
Watch Thor.
No.
Ragnarok is absolutely very not. Good.
Ragnarok no. is the best.
It is a funny, good movie that could stand alone not without
Sarah. Kate Blanchett is hot as fuck.
What about that?
A movie.
Kate Blanchett is hot.
I can just go look at Kate Blanchett. You know what I can watch? That fucking Underworld fucking movie that she did in the early 2000s.
I thought you were going to say Carol.
You want to see some hot Carol. Fucking shit? The moral of today's episode is go watch Carol.
I'll go watch Tar for that.
I mean, she's that's hot actually in that.
Yeah. She bossy.
She mm-hmm. is she super mommy. Bossy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for us. Some thank you for listening. And come on back. Good soup.
Good soup.
Good soup.
In 1993.